Yeah.
Hey hustlers, welcome back to another episode on the Girl Hustle Podcast. My name is Christy and I'm your host. Today I'm going to be walking you through the three shifts that I personally believe you need to adapt in order to get results and start living the life that you deserve. So I'm just going to dive straight into this episode. Not much of an intro for you. I just want to get right to it so you can get back to your day. So shift number one. The first thing that I want to talk about is figuring it out yourself is going to cost you more in the long run. So that's the first shift. If you're anything like me, you'd like to do it yourself. You'd much rather figure it out versus invest in someone to help you. And I totally get that. I am like the do-it-yourself queen, especially when it comes to projects that I can easily YouTube or Pinterest and just figure it out myself. But when it comes to things like changing the oil in my car or replacing my dishwasher or fixing my computer, yeah, I'm not going to do it myself. I'd much rather invest in someone who does that for a living because I know the time it takes for me to figure it out and fixing any mistakes I make is going to cost me far more in the long run than if I would have just invested in a professional in the first place. And the thing of it is that when it comes to your body, so many people think, oh, I'll just figure it out myself. And the other thing is that, you know, your body is just, it's the most important investment you'll make. It's where you're going to live every single day. So why are you doing it so cheaply? You know, like your body requires daily investing. It requires time. You know, the time you invest into exercising it and doing self-care. It especially requires investing in food. You know, the food you invest into fueling it is so extremely important. And both of these investments, the time and the food, are going to save you health problems later on if you do it correctly. And I know it can be hard to spend 30 minutes a day on yourself and spend the extra couple dollars on better quality food, but in the long run, that investment will pay off tenfold versus you saving the time and money not to. Does that make sense? And the thing of it is that you can try to do it yourself and figure out your workouts on Pinterest or Google old information on diets or try to copy what you see on social media and try to Frankenstein a game plan. If you don't invest in someone who is willing to teach you what to do for your specific goals, you'll be left doubting and wondering if your time and efforts are even going to pay off. And the mistakes you may possibly make are going to cost you more later, like injuries or metabolic damage. I know sometimes it just seems easier to just do it yourself, but time is the one currency we will never get back in this life. It is not a refillable source. So my advice to you is if you're frustrated that the game plan that you've sewn together isn't working, it's time to consider investing in someone who can take away that doubt and stress and map out a game plan that is going to save you so much in the long run as far as getting the results you're after. Does that make sense? And I'm not even saying invest in me. Yeah, I do have coaching. I do have programs that are, you know, designed to help you and not like, so you don't have to doubt, you can just do, but whoever you feel like you trust is going to get your results, I highly, highly recommend investing. Okay. So the second shift is showing up for yourself isn't selfish, it's selfless. So let's just be real for a minute. Do you wake up and chase your day or do you wake up and run your day? So many women I know feel like they're always playing catch up throughout the day and they don't have the time for themselves. They feel this way because they're exhausted, feeling run down, and to be honest, they're having a hard time showing up as their best self because their self-esteem is suffering from lack of body confidence. And they find themselves in a daily battle and are frustrated and tired of feeling like they're barely treading water. And I do know that feeling, putting everyone else's needs before yourself, showing up for everyone else before you, because you've been made to believe, society has taught you that if you don't, you're not playing the role you're meant to play in life very well. That's what you've been taught. That's what we've all been taught. And so maybe the thought of giving yourself 30 minutes to work out, or to ask your partner to watch your kids so you can go to the gym, or to stop and eat more than leftover fruit snacks and a rock star, it gives you anxiety because it makes you feel like you're being selfish. And I'm here to tell you, it's not selfish to show up for yourself. In fact, it's actually selfless. That's the whole shift right here. It's not selfish to show up for yourself. It's selfless. So let me explain. If you gave yourself 30 minutes a day to sweat and improve your body, or allowed yourself time to eat real food instead of grabbing convenience, you're going to be stronger, you're going to have improved confidence, and you're going to have more energy to show up for everyone else even more than you already do. Okay, so our society just has this so backwards where it tells us we need to exhaust ourselves for everyone and not think of ourselves. But if you truly want to live a life where you can show up as your best self, you have to show up for yourself first. So when you show up for yourself, you'll no longer be chasing the day and constantly gasping for air. You'll be instead running it as the boss babe, girl hustler that you are. And I personally have to have my morning. If I don't show up for myself in the morning, I won't be able to show up for you or anyone else how I want to show up for them. Okay, I hope that makes sense. So for example, like my morning always consists of quiet alone coffee time, 10 minutes of journaling my thoughts, reading a few pages in a self-improvement book or listening to a podcast, doing 30 minutes of cardio or a workout, and then taking a cold shower. I have to do all of those things every single day. And it typically takes me about an hour. Like if I combine all that together, it's about an hour. So I take an hour of investing in myself to be selfish so I can be selfless, okay? Because when I do this, it sets me up on a platform where now that I put in time into myself, I feel rejuvenated. And now I have all this new energy that I can give to everyone else. So again, it's not selfish. It's selfless to show up for yourself first. So that's a mindset shift, number two. Number three, there doesn't have to be a choice between being happy and dieting. Okay, many people believe, and maybe this has been your experience, but they believe going on a diet means your happiness is going to suffer, because the term diet is affiliated with giving up the food you love, being hungry all the time, or being inconvenienced or anxious about going out to eat, or feeling exhausted and missing out on life. So let's say you're not dieting, but even though you may be happily not giving a crap or any thought about what you're putting into your body, you're still unhappy with how your current body is and how you're feeling. So which do you choose? And I understand that frustration and anxiety you may be thinking about altering your life to a diet, but I'm here to tell you, you can have the best of both worlds. Don't let society fool you into thinking you can't. Your life is not meant to be boxed into a meal plan or containers or protein bars or whatever fad that's come out that year. Basically, you are not meant to live where you feel limited on what you can eat, because these limits are what are stealing your happiness while you're on your journey to getting results, whatever those may be. You should never have to make a different meal than what you're feeding your children or partner, or feel like you have to skip out on date night because eating out isn't on your meal plan. No, like, this is not how it has to be. You do not have to choose your life or your diet. That's not living, that's suffering. And I'm such an advocate on education, on understanding the macronutrient breakdown of what's in food, because when you understand the food you're eating and what your body actually needs to achieve its goals, you can literally design your day of eating based on what you have available to you and still get results. This means you can say yes to going out to eat, and you can say yes to so many of the things your previous diets have trained you to say no to. And this is why diets fail. They are too restrictive, and they are making you choose between life or diet. I know having the best of both worlds sounds too good to be true, But this is the beauty of flexible dieting and having the education of what's in your foods and how to design your own way of eating with the foods you love. So taking away those limits removes the diet and creates the lifestyle. This way, you're not making a choice between your life and diet anymore. You're simply just being flexible in the way that you eat. So when life is unpredictable, you can bend with it and make it work without derailing your progress. When you understand that it is possible to get the best of both worlds, you'll not only be choosing a stronger and healthier version of you, but you are going to be enhancing your happiness while you get results. That's pretty cool, right? That's epic. You can totally have the best of both worlds. So let's just recap the three shifts. Number one, figuring it out yourself is going to cost you more in the long run. My biggest advice to you is invest in teachers that you trust and can help you achieve your goals. Doing it yourself is only going to take you so far. Okay. Number two, showing up for yourself isn't selfish, it's selfless. Making yourself a priority is going to in turn help you show up as the best version of you for those in your life. Number three, there doesn't have to be a choice between being happy and dieting. Take away the restriction. Make it a part of your life. You can totally be happy while you're on your way to slaying your goals. Just remember, everything you need to succeed is already inside you. Until next time, hustlers. I'm living great. Everything I do in the first place. I said I'm living good. I'm living great. Everything I do in the first place. Yeah.